I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Jim Gaffigan going to be at the North Star Mohican Casino Resort coming up August 29th. And he joins us this morning here on WIXX. We've been kind of off air in between things here this morning, kind of watching some of your stuff as Katie Tilge on Netflix. Very, very funny. Pretty much nothing is off limits for you, is it?
Well, you know, if it's, you know, I'm all about food and seeking pleasure. So, yeah, I would say it's a gluttonous road for me.
Are you surprised a little bit when you develop any type of statement or a bit around something like, you know, whether it's the above ground pool or Hot Pockets or whatever it is, that people find it really funny? Because your humor is so observational that it's hilarious that we go, oh, my gosh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, I've been doing this a long time, but it is, it is kind of amazing. I mean, there are times when, you know, it's just the point of view that works, which is really fun. You know, I mean, there's nothing more rewarding than coming up with a joke that works. And when you have kind of a shared epiphany on something, but I don't know. It's definitely great.
One of my favorite things about you is that you're not raunchy. And when you're doing these bits, you mentioned in the beginning of your special that I was watching that you now have four kids. Are you thinking about your kids when you're doing these?
No. Well, actually, now I have five.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
She's knock it off. That's enough. You're good.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, some of, you know, my stand-up is, you know, it's clean, but it's kind of just how I do it. You know, it's not because of my children. I mean, there's definitely a great relief that, like, when my 10-year-old is in the audience, that I'm not, you know, saying a bunch of F-bombs. But it's just kind of how I do it and how it came out. You know, I always think that, like, comedians get too much credit or criticism for how they would do it anyway. You know, it's like Chris Rock is just going to do stand-up the way he's going to do it.
Right.
And so I, you know, it's just kind of, you know, kind of how it comes out. And considering I deal with such mundane things, I never really thought it was necessary to curse if you're talking about bacon. You know, like how angry are you? You know, it's like, donuts! You know,
Jim Gaffigan joining us in WIXX. He's going to be at North Star Mohican Casino coming up on August 29th. Despite the fact he was born in Illinois, he's still a pretty cool guy.
My wife's from Wisconsin.
She is. Whereabouts?
She's from Milwaukee. I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin.
What part of Milwaukee?
She's from, the west side.
Oh, it's actually Milwaukee.
Yeah, she's actually from Milwaukee.
Okay. Well, because we're from the Milwaukee area, Nick and I, and I would be like, oh my gosh, if she's from West Allis, the white trash capital of Wisconsin, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, no, she's close to, she's like, I mean, I know the street name. She's from like Murray Avenue, and so she's near, you know, everything's about food for me. It's like, I think there's an Oakland Gyros around there.
Yes, that's the drunk food.
Yeah. Love it.
Yes, when you go out in Milwaukee, you got to go to Oakland Gyros. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
2 a.m., baby. That's the best place to go.
Yeah. I mean, the Gyros, and you know, it's like the national food of drunk people. Right?
Yes. How did you meet her?
Free bologna, you know.
How did you meet her?
I met her in, a small convenience store in New York City. And, you know, I'm from the Midwest and she's from the Midwest. And, you know, she's beautiful and probably, you know, has a vision problem. So I tricked her into marrying me.
And then into having five kids, which is nuts.
It's nuts.
So I'm just going to ask, because I'm sure everybody, when are you having number six?
I think it's a very, there's a strong likelihood. I mean, my wife is a Shiite Catholic. So there is no, there's no goalie. So, who knows?
What's your stopping
point? We might have 30.
I was going to say, do you have a cutoff in your head though? Like, okay, number nine, that's it. We're done at nine.
Well, I had this romantic notion of having a big family. But, you know, I didn't get married till I was 30, 33, 35. I don't even remember. And you know, after the second or third kid, I don't know. There's just, you know, I don't really, there's no real negatives about it. It's not like I can get any more tired. And I always have the kind of view where, I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, I don't want to have another kid so I can get a boat. You know, it's like, all I really need is like a good burger and I'm good for the day, you know? So I don't know. I'm open to it. You know, I'm kind of a lazy guy, so it's not like I do 90% of it. It's like, but I love it. You know, it's definitely, you know, being a dad is, in the end, it'll be the most important thing. And then I only have to go 1 for 5. Oh, I just need one of them to like me. if I live to 70, right?
Oh, so true.
You need to go see Jim Gaffigan. He's going to be at North Star Mohican Casino coming up on August 29th. Jim, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to chat with us. We enjoyed it.
Thanks, you guys. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. See you later. Bye.